So we're on.
Ron!
What?
We're on the air right now.
I'm ready. Good evening, I'm Ron Burgundy. Here's what's going on in your world tonight.
It's been dubbed the Battle of Brisbane. The Dolphins.
Oh, flat ball, play on to call. Kafusi went sliding through.
Versus Broncos from Suncorp Stadium.
A little chip kick from Adam Reynolds. He's done it all himself, and he's got the Broncos back in the game.
This is Sports Day's countdown to kickoff with Matt Rogers and Jason Matthews-Fekir on SEN.
Oh, yeah, baby. How dramatic is that, Matty Rogers?
It's exciting, isn't it?
It's happening.
I love the hype towards a big game of footy. I think rugby league is starting to do it well.
Hello and welcome to our, we don't normally work Fridays. Don't worry, there's an overtime ticket going in for this one. Mm. Are you all right, mate? Because you've been doing a lot of overtime.
This is my fifth day in succession. I just want you to know that.
You've told me all day.
SEN bosses, Hutchie, just...
He's putting in
us in the diary.
Certainly is. Hello to our listeners through SENQ, 6:93 a.m. in Brizzy, SEN 1620 on the Gold Coast, SEN Fanatic, and of course those listening through SEN on the app. It's a big night. This is a magical moment for rugby league in Brisbane. It's unbelievable. It's a sellout at Suncorp Stadium. People. We're going to find out when we speak to Alan Graham, the boss of Suncorp Stadium, shortly. People are ringing and begging for tickets. There are none. Not even Matt Rogers can get a ticket.
I tried. No, I thought I'll stuff it. I'll just go in and speak to Jace.
If you,
I'll just come in, just come
mate,
to the radio.
You have come to the wrong. You've hitched your wagon to the wrong horse.
Can I tell you? I'm excited for this game, and I just feel like I don't know whether it's just a timing thing. I feel like when the Crushers came in. I don't think Brisbane was ready for two teams, although they could have accommodated them. I think, you know, we're ready for it now. And, you know, I've doubted the Dolphins. I'm going to hand up.
Everyone has.
I doubted the Dolphins, but I should never doubt a Wayne Bennett. Mm. And, you know, particularly after watching the Dolphins documentary, you know, he's just done a wonderful job putting a group of players together that want to play for the right reasons, that are doing the work. And, you know, we've seen results in the first three games. I think, yeah, I know. Look, I said Penrith would win last night. I thought they would. I had a sneaking suspicion it was going to be a very close game. And I said that last night.
I said that to you too, mate.
No, you didn't. You said that Penrith were going to beat them by 40.
I said 20.
Yeah. but I think tonight, I think the Broncos might just flex their muscles tonight.
Are you heading to Suncorp right now as we speak? 1300 01 11 70. I'd love to hear from you. Or the text line is going off. 0457 736 736. You can get in touch with us. Bobby Rooster's already been on the text. Gentlemen, how good is Fridays? No work tomorrow. Barbecue is on. Beer is cold. Two games of footy. Can it get any better? No, Bobby Rooster. It cannot.
It can't. It can't. What would have gotten better? What would have made it better is that I would have won my match play event today on the golf course and I was robbed by an absolute burglar off 16, and it was just unfair. But other than that, it's been a great day.
You have not stopped about this as well.
So
you reckon there's a bloke in your group of 20-odd mates who's cheating off a handicap of 16 to win?
Cheating's a very strong word.
You actually said that to me.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I said he's better than a 16 marker. Like, I was playing really well today. I was... I eagled the sixth hole.
Yeah.
He eagled it as well, but he got a shot. And then I birdied the eighth hole. He gets a shot, pars it. Mm. Then I birdied the 12th hole. He pars it with a shot. So I just could not get away from this guy. And he ended up beating me 4 and 5. And I was 3 under when he beat me.
Do you realise you're yelling?
Oh, mate.
It's only golf, Matty.
No, it's not only golf.
I tell you where I'd like to be right now. How about this? It's a pre-game Broncos family event at Milton Macca's car park.
Ooh.
Start at 4:30, the Savo, so we're well and truly into it. There'll be games, prizes, free face painting, merch and photo opportunities with Buck and the Broncos dance squad. And, of course, fans should grab their pre-game fee before getting into the stadium. So that's at Macca's. You know the one next to the stadium?
Yeah, you know what that is? That's Australian's version of tailgating. Get there.
Yeah.
Get amongst it.
Yeah.
Feel the energy.
Yep.
Get a Big Mac, India. Get in there.
That's, you've heard that from Matt Rogers, dual international.
Do you like Big Macs?
Oh, please, look at me.
I love Big Macs.
I love them. They are the best. You can keep your there's only one other burger at Macca's that I would push the Big Mac away from is the Macca's.
The Macca's? Never had one.
That's the one with the... Well, they don't bring it out
I've never ventured into the gourmet burger world of McDonald's.
It's beetroot on it,
I'm
mate.
A Big Mac and a cheeseburger man.
Yeah, I love a cheeseburger too.
My standard order is insane. It's a Big Mac meal, large, mm-hmm. cheeseburger.
What drink?
I get a Coke. I just stick with the standard Coke and I get 24 nuggets with sweet and sour sauce.
Jeez.
Mate, $9.95. How can you go wrong with that? It's like,
I'm not worried about the price. I'm worried about how much you're eating.
I know, it's beautiful.
But see, a cheeseburger and nuggets are designed to eat while you're driving. Now, I know it's illegal. Don't try that at home, kids. But Big Mac's hard to eat while you're driving.
No, you know, I can manage it.
Chris Nelson's going to have a chat to us tonight too. There's some racing happening on the Sunshine Coast, and 1M Rogers has a horse running around in the 8th.
I do. Yeah, I do. And it's my old number 2. So I'm expecting big things tonight. And I hope he thinks my horse, because I've been told it's going to go all right. I hope he thinks it's going to go all right, because he's sort of like on the outer. You know when you're on the inside and people tell you what you want to hear?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm hoping I'm not getting that, just so I keep paying the training bills.
Yeah, I heard the audio yesterday from your trainer.
Yeah, he did. He's pretty comfortable. He thinks it's in good shape.
Yeah, I don't like your barrier.
Yeah, no. Barrier's the challenge, but he should get to the front and lead and win.
We'll have a look at last night's Penrith Parramatta game. What a classic it was. Golden point. What about that field goal from
Cleary?
Nathan Cleary. We'll have a chat about that a little later on. But it's all about the big game happening tonight at Suncorp. Kickoff, I think, is 6:55. I'm getting all my time. 6:55. I can't wait for daylight savings to finish.
Isn't it just
and the rest of the country comes back to our time.
Mm.
I can't wait for that.
Yeah, just I know. I mean, I love early mornings. And yeah, I love the fact that in the summer, we get our morning start an hour earlier than everybody else's and we get a bit more sunlight.
Mm.
End of the day, I'm tired. I just want to go and sit down and do nothing. So I like the fact that I'm able to benefit from that.
You're all right, mate. You're finished.
Anyway, that's just my – I'm just watching the footy. I'm just – sorry, I'm a little distracted.
5 minutes into the first half, Melbourne. And West Tigers, nil all. And, of course, we're going to count down to the Battle of Brisbane, which I still don't like. I think it should have been.
It's a River City Rumble.
It should be. It should be.
Is this an official name, though?
Yeah,
the Battle
it is.
Of Brisbane?
Well, funny you should
how
say
is it
that.
A, how is oh, it a...
Yeah, there is, because Terry Reader, the CEO of the Dolphins, because it's the Dolphins' home game tonight, has revealed that there's a prize.
We can't wait to welcome the Broncos to our home game tonight at Suncorp Stadium, but we will play for the battle medal that we'll play every time the Broncos play the Dolphins. And it wants to be something that players want to win and have it in their CV that they've won a battle medal. I know Felice was over the moon about winning that award and wants it framed with his jersey because it's such a big honour for him. And no doubt if it's a Bronco or a Dolphin tonight, I'm pretty sure they'll feel the same way as Felice did in winning that medal in the opening game against the Roosters.
They're trying to create something?
Manufacture
like a rivalry that hasn't even, like, are the Broncos that bought into this? Because it seemed like to me.
Don't think so.
Kevy was like, we're not Dolphins rivals. We're Broncos. We're the Broncos.
Mm.
And it's almost like the Broncos are like, yeah, stand over there and we'll do our thing. You know, I feel like that's where they're at the minute. I'm not sure Brisbane are buying into this like the Dolphins are.
You've played in some great rivalries, probably none better than the Wallabies versus All Blacks. You're 2 hours from kickoff. You're in the change rooms, probably you just got your headphones on, listening to the best of Kylie Minogue or whatever you used to
use. Savage Garden.
Savage Garden. Oh, how good are they?
Truly, madly, deeply.
To the moon and back, right? To the moon and back. What's going through your head right now? Are you extra nervous because it is a fierce rivalry?
No. What for me, like a couple of hours out, I was good. It wasn't until I got into the dressing room when I started to feel a little bit nauseous, and you get this anxiety about how much you're going to hurt tonight, because you just know it's going to hurt. And that's sort of when you get in there and you start to sort of warm up and get strapped up, and that's when it sort of becomes real. And you know, because you see what your forwards do to each other on a training paddock, and you just know that their forwards are going to try and do that to you when you get out on the field. And that's, yeah, that's why I ran so fast.
So those nerves. Yeah, but your problem was your jersey was too big, so people could grab your arm or something.
Back in the day, well, the Hessian bag.
Yeah, that's right. So about an hour out, that's when the nerves really kick in.
Did for me, yeah, and probably about, you know, 4 or 5 minutes out, just get, you know, really anxious. And then as soon as you touch the ball and you get tackled, then you're fine. But, well, that was me anyway. But, yeah, there'll be some young boys or young men going out to this game tonight that they'll have some feelings that they haven't had before. Because this is a big stage for a lot of these young men, you know. They're going out there and playing in front of a crowd the size that they've never played in front of, in a game that has been built up, that they've never been a part of before, you know, like this. It'll be interesting to see how they handle it. And that really comes down to the coach. And what I do think Benny has done is he's shied away from a lot of the media. He stood up the press conference the other day. He's just trying to protect his. He doesn't want it out. He doesn't want the noise out there.
Yeah,
that's what worries me.
Yeah, why?
Has he handled this better? Has he kept his players, you know, sheltered?
Than Kevy.
What's going on the inside of that Dolphins outfit that we don't know about? Because there's going to be things going on and things said. Wouldn't you love to be a fly on the wall in the team meeting at the hotel right now that they're at before they go over to the ground?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I reckon, well, they wouldn't be in the team hotel. They'd be coming home from home. You reckon they'd be, no, they would have been on a bus from.
No, I'll guarantee you Benny would have had them in a hotel from about 10 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, right.
And they would have all met there.
Early check-in. That's nice.
Would have had a stretch. They would have had a walk. They'd be all. They're not coming from home to this game. I would be shocked.
I thought they'd be on a bus from Redcliffe.
Well, they might be in a hotel at Redcliffe.
Mm. But they're not the Redcliffe Dolphins, though, so let's not get confused.
No. They're at the Dolphin Hotel at SeaWorld.
They're staying at SeaWorld. Well, that's where you want to stay if you're a dolphin, right? Whilst all that's going on at Macca's in the Macca's Milton car park, the crossover the other side of Suncorp, and Caxton Street is filling up very quickly. And we've got a man on the ground there who will catch up real soon. And we'll also take you inside the stadium as well before kickoff. There is a lot going on. Top stories today. The one that is massive, and it's a non-Queensland story. But I tell you what, this is massive news about Suaalii. We've been saying it on Sports Day. Well, I have. No one else has been listening to me that he will be playing rugby unions. No doubt about it. Now there's been a massive offer of around about $1.6 million per year that's been reported. Joey and Freddie had their say today on NRL on 9 on a podcast.
Joseph Suaalii. Reports are that at the end of 2024, it's all but done. He's going into rugby. Mm. So this year, next year, and then he's going.
So when he played for schoolboy, he played centres.
Started on the wing when he was young. I watched him play as a winger. And then,
was he in year 10 when he played first 15?
Yep.
And then he went, is it inside or outside? Because there's a big difference.
Then he goes to inside. Inside's like your bloke who just, you sort of, I think Sonny played inside centre. I think Sam played a little bit. So, yeah.
How much of a blow is that for the league?
No. Plenty more talent to come through. Yeah. So much talent.
It's a shame.
Every year we see abundance of talent, especially in the outside backs. Mm. The best athletes generally play league or AFL.
He's a good player, without a doubt, and it'd be great to watch
him. He's a special, once in a generation.
Could he come? Will he come back? A lot of them always do come back.
I guarantee he'll come back one stage. They all come back. Yeah. Wendell, Lottie, Matt Rogers, Sam, Sonny, they all come back. They all come back.
So you wouldn't, if you're the NRL,
no,
you don't try and keep, you just let him go.
No, that sets a dangerous
precedent. No, that.
There you have it.
Yep.
I asked you off the air, is this a massive loss for the NRL? And you said no, just like Joey and Freddie said.
Yeah. Oh, look, it's a loss to the game in terms of, look, he's a great young player and he's incredibly talented. And he's probably a little bit better than the average 19-year-old. A lot better than the average 19-year-old.
Please.
So it's a loss to the game. And I think Joey and Freddie, they're playing it down a little bit more than what, you know, I mean, he is a premier player in the NRL at 19 years old. That's unique. It's a little bit of a loss. But is the game going to suffer? No. The game's not going to suffer at all. Rugby league will not suffer at all. Rugby union will benefit big time. Now, will rugby league suffer because rugby union benefits? That remains to be seen. You know, there's been people complaining about, you know, I've noticed, you know, online and people complaining about, you know, how can they invest so much money into a player and, you know, grass and not put money back into grassroots? Well, this is putting money into grassroots, because if the Wallabies aren't winning, nobody wants to play rugby.
No one's watching rugby.
That's the promotion of the game.
That's marketing.
It's promoting the game. You start winning, you start getting superstars out that the kids want to watch. They want to be Joseph Solii. They go and buy his jersey. They go to training. They start playing. Now, that is an investment. Indirectly, but it's an investment.
And with more people watching the game, Rugby Australia can then go and negotiate bigger TV rights.
Absolutely.
Because at the moment, it's on a paywall that no one can
Go and negotiate a TV right we can watch it without having to pay for it?
It's Channel 9 have got the broadcast rights, but they put most of it on, what's that, streaming?
Stan.
Is it Stan? Yeah.
Stan Sport.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, you put it behind a paywall and the kids can't watch it. The kids won't watch it. You know, there's a lot they've got to change, but I think it's a step in the right direction for them. Will rugby league suffer? It's not going to suffer.
What do you think? 0457 736 736 or 1300 01 1170. If you're also heading to the ground, we want to hear from you as well. Are you heading to Suncorp Stadium tonight for the Battle of Bris? It should at least be the Battle of Bris Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Well, we all like that Bris Vegas moniker that Brisbane has. 2-0 to the Melbourne Storm after 15 minutes.
It's an old-style rugby league game tonight, isn't it?
It is.
Is that down? That's down at Amy Park, isn't it, that one?
It looks like it. That's certainly not Leichhardt. I think the Melbourne Storm run away with this, but hey, I mean, I was wrong last night.
What about that game last night, eh? The grand final rematch. Para beat Penrith in a golden point thrill. I've got some highlights here. Have a listen to this.
It comes away, Moses de Brown. They're chasing through. Cartwright! Cartwright, the former famous surname Panther. Goes to Sorensen. Here's Edwards. Edwards in support. Oh, Dylan Edwards. That's why he got the claw.
Short side Moses. He finds, offload. Got it away to Penasini. They scramble. Ball comes back in field at Parramatta. Well, this is young Brendan Hands. He's just come on the field, Brendan Hands, and scores a try in his debut game. You can't believe this. Goes to Cleary. Now Hosking. Zach Hosking, the mule. The junior mule. He goes under the post. Parramatta are under the pump. Here we go, Cleary. He goes for the two-point field goal. Cleary, he's latched onto it. Cleary, he has kicked one of the most remarkable two-point field goals. Champion pressure. Some eat it, some get eaten by it. And Nathan Cleary was hungry. Here's Moses now set for the kick. This is the last for Parramatta. They're 15 metres out. Ball goes back. Mitch Moses kicks it. $1 million Moses. There's a million reasons why they've backed him in. And Parramatta now have their first win of the season. They had to go the long road. It was a long old road. It was a great kick from Cleary. But Moses has taken them to their first win against the team who gave them so much pain in the grand final. Parramatta 17. Defeat the Panthers 16.
Great call from Joel Kane on SEN League last night. What about that field goal from Nathan Cleary?
That was amazing.
And Daniel from Prairie Wood is actually on the text going, that's reminiscent of one Andrew Willis, who plotted a 47-metre field goal to send the mighty Western Suburbs Magpies into the finals in 1996. It was a great field goal.
Well, mate, it was, and he knew exactly what he was doing. He set up for it and did it. It was so well executed. It was a shame that, you know, they dropped the ball coming out of their own end and they lost the match, because it would have really just made that field goal even more special than what it was. The fact they lost the game, that didn't really help. But, look, at the end of the day, that was the best game of rugby league I've watched this year, without a doubt. Fewer points, less mistakes. The completion rates were great. Parramatta would have beaten anyone last night, and I think Parramatta would have beaten them comfortably too.
Yeah, they were good. Wet conditions too, right? Mm. So the standard was good. 85% completion, over 85%. Mm.
You know what was a real eye-opener last night? Was, Penrith without their edge players from the grand final last year. They looked all right on the right edge with Hoskins, who'd come in, obviously scored that try. But, gee, they looked ordinary on the left edge. Every time they went to attack down the left edge, it just looked pedestrian. They had no one running good lines. There was no one out the back. And that's where Viliami was.
Yeah.
And, you know, Liwai would go out there and you don't realise the attention that he would get. And it just, you know, creates space for Jerome Luai, creates space for the centres. They just weren't the team that I can remember from last year without Viliami on that left edge.
Yeah, let's not get too carried away yet. We're only, what, round four?
And
a lot of their players were involved in the World Cup, so they're late coming back. They've got to get some fitness into them as well. So,
oh, no, mate, they're fit. There's no way they're not fit. That game last night was a hard game of footy. They're fit. It's just, you know, they're just missing that. You know,
the combination.
It's not much when you're playing at that level, Jace. It's like a percent, 2%. Like the difference that it makes, it is enormous. Like you compound that over time, over 80 minutes of a game, the difference that makes and the openings that creates, you know, and Parramatta, you know, they played a great game last night, but I still think that Penrith, they didn't look as clinical as what I've seen, particularly on that left edge. Their left edge just didn't look potent at all. And that was probably their most attacking or their most potent side over the last few years.
Junior Paulo, co-captain for the Eels, will miss two matches with an early guilty plea for his hit on Zach Hosking. That's fair enough. Mike Acevo, grade one dangerous contact, $3,000 fine or two games, I'm sure, unless he's being advised by Madison, he'll take the $3,000 fine. Come on, mate, I'm doing some good gear here.
I'm shaking my head at that. Like, how does Junior Paulo get 2 weeks? He jumped in the air, smacked a guy in the head, and Kafusi get 3 weeks.
4 weeks, actually.
But the original was 3 weeks. Talk to me.
Yeah, I can't talk to you about it because I saw it again yesterday and I still can't even believe he's been suspended.
It's just
and joke. I've got no skin in the game.
Well, I don't either.
And I'm just like, I can't believe it.
It's just like, do they put things up like what they do in surfing, right?
Remember, don't just blame the judiciary. This is the match review committee.
No, this is what I'm saying, match review committee. So if you're a judge in surfing,
yes,
right, they'll score the first wave, right?
Yep.
And they'll scale it off that wave.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter what they score that wave. They scored a 7. All right, if that's a 7, we've got to mark everything off that. Like at the start of the year, when they start getting these reviews and stuff, and they go, okay, that's a grade 2, that. All right? And then they bring in something else, okay? Well, this guy did this.
Yeah.
Put it up next to it and go, oh, no, that's not as bad as that. That's got to be a grade 1. It just seems like they just don't do that.
Hmm.
It's like it seems just ridiculous that the charges aren't marrying up. Melbourne have just scored.
A lot of inconsistencies. By the way, big news on this game is that Munster has started. Hmm. He is playing tonight too.
Yeah, they've just gone over for a try in the 19th minute in the corner with who is that? I'm not sure who just scored.
6-0 is the score at the moment. And the other big news I just wanted to mention as well. Carlin Ponga will fly to Canada with the club medical staff to undergo an assessment on his latest concussion. So apparently he can get treatment over there that he can't get here.
Oh, okay.
And well, some research available to him.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to find out what that is because, look, and why we don't have it here.
Mm.
You know, I mean, if it's a serious thing and why would we not have what they have over there here? I know there are obviously some things that, you know, are developed in other nations that, you know, you've got to go to. It also puzzles me why the boys are going over to the US to get this special treatment on their hamstrings and stuff. So just, what is it?
Yeah, I know.
Like, what are you doing? You know, like, can we bring it back?
Do we have to all
go to the US or is that like the secret sauce? You've got to go to the US to do it.
I also, Will Warbrick scored the try, by the way.
Right, okay. Nice.
Hey, listen, before we go to a break, I want to mention tomorrow afternoon after the Host Plus Cup, on SEN, you're going to hear live coverage of Tweedhead Seagulls versus the Premiers, the Norse Devils. That game being called by Drury Forbes and also Crossy, Ryan Cross tomorrow, who was former assistant coach at Tweed last year. Straight after that 1 hour special, it's a tribute to John Sattler.
Yeah, that's going to be fantastic. I've actually got friends that are South fans that are flying to Sydney to go to the South game, and good on them. You know, like South is such a proud, historic club. And if you're a South fan, this is South's greatest son has just passed. Get out there, get yourself a ticket. There's plenty of seats. Seats 80,000.
Yep.
Consider this like when he got off his butt and led that march to get you back in the competition.
Absolutely. I spoke to Sats today, Sats Jr.
Yep.
And he's feeling better. He'll be flying down with his wife and Beck and also his mum.
Yep.
He said to me the South players will be forming a circle to honour John Sattler with a minute's silence before the game. So yep. He said there's a lot of stuff going. He said, I am so wrapped with what South Sydney are doing.
Be humbled by it. Yeah.
So and you they're know, touched.
That's you know, that's what I love about Sats, right? Like, he's humbled by all that because he doesn't expect it.
No.
And John wouldn't expect it.
No.
But they're doing it because of that.
Yeah.
You know, and they deserve it.
And I heard Matty John say that this morning. He goes, that's what Souths do. They do it. They look after their own.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's good stuff. But our special from 5:25 tomorrow afternoon, straight after the Host Plus Cup, a one-hour tribute to John Sattler. It'll feature Jason Demetrio. It'll feature Scott Sattler, Craig Coleman as well. Bobby McCarthy is also on the show as well. Catch that tomorrow afternoon. Hey, listen, we've got to go to a break. This is the Sports Day Countdown to Kickoff, counting down to the Broncos and Dolphins at Suncorp Stadium. We are 1 hour and 30 minutes away. Next, we'll catch up with Suncorp Stadium General Manager Alan Graham to find out how many pies we're selling tonight.
The Dolphins versus Broncos from Suncorp Stadium. This is Sports Day's Countdown to Kickoff with Matt Rogers and Jason Matthews for Kia on SEN. The Dolphins versus Broncos from Suncorp Stadium. This is Sports Day's Countdown to Kickoff with Matt Rogers and Jason Matthews for Kia on SEN.
Oh, doesn't that give you chills, Matty Rogers, as we count down to kickoff? What are we, about an hour and 45 minutes away? Cannot wait.
Yeah, I didn't like jump out of my skin for this game. You know, I said it looks a round four clash, but the closer we get to it, the more excited I am about it.
Believe the hype, my friend.
I'm into it. It's won me over.
It's the Battle of Brisbane happening tonight at Suncorp Stadium, the best stadium, I reckon, to watch rugby league anywhere in the world. The man who runs the joint is on the line now, Alan Graham. G'day, Alan. Thanks for joining us on Sports Day.
Yeah, good afternoon, mate. How you doing?
We're going all right. How are you going, more importantly? We're not far from kickoff now. You must be running around like a madman.
Yeah, well, look, I hope most of the things we need to do we have done by now, and if we haven't, it's probably a bit too late, but I think there's still a bit of nervous energy there and, you know, a lot of anticipation. We're starting to see people roll into the precinct now. I'm sure there's quite a few up at Caxton Street getting into the right atmosphere as well, but, we should start seeing large numbers coming down about the next half hour or so and over the next hour and a half before kickoff.
Yeah, Alan, it's Matt Rogers here, mate. I've played many a big game at Suncorp, and the atmosphere is always fantastic. But tell me, how is this build-up to this game compared to, you know, your big concerts that you have or a State of Origin? I mean, can you feel the energy around Suncorp, the people?
I think what you're saying, Matt, is this bigger than Ed Sheeran?
Yes.
Look, I think in one sense it is, because people have an emotional attachment to rugby league, as you know. So, you know, there is more passion. And the fact that we've got now two Brisbane teams that are competing against each other, you know, has really hyped up that type of energy. So the demand for tickets has been incredible. It would be as strong as I've ever seen for anything that we've had here. And in fact, we still have people ringing today still wanting to try and buy tickets for the game, which has been sold out. So, you know, there's still so much pent-up demand. But, yeah, I just think that that sort of passion that people have for the game, you know, is really what's going to come through tonight.
So it is an official sellout. You can't sneak me in the back door. There's no more seats available on. Is that what you're telling me?
mate, we've got a broom closet that I could probably sell you half of.
Yeah.
You might be able to sneak in there. But yeah, look, it's pretty, everything has been sold. Not only all the seats, but all the corporates. So you know, the place is going to be on fire tonight. That's for sure.
Can we get on to the most important thing, the catering? Are you across that, Alan? How many pies and hot dogs do we expect to be sold tonight at Suncorp?
And how many litres of that amber nectar, 4X gold, is going to be sold? We're going to be flowing through those taps.
Yeah, look, I think we'll probably do 6,000 or 7,000 hot dogs, probably a little bit more than that. There'll be lots of chips. Chips are probably our most popular item. Beers, I reckon we'll do about close to 50,000. During the night, but there's a whole range of other food that we have here as well. But you know, no one's going to go home hungry and thirsty. I can guarantee that. But let's also hope that everyone goes home happy.
Yeah, nice one, mate. So tell me, you run Suncorp. Obviously, the Broncos are there regularly. Do you have a bias one way or the other, or are you a very impartial onlooker when you run a stadium that hosts many teams?
Yeah, Matt, as I keep telling everyone, I've taken out Swiss citizenship.
All right.
So I am Switzerland, and I am totally neutral.
Nice.
Yeah, nice. Hey, listen, before we let you go, there's one thing we're not across. Is there any entertainment before kickoff, or do you know?
Half-time? There's no live entertainment, but there will be a lot of activations, light shows, theme music. Yeah, so the Dolphins put on a pretty good show to keep people hyped up, but there's no actual live music as such.
Hey, Matty, what's it like running out onto Suncorp, full house as a player, and it's your home game or it's your home crowd?
Yeah, it's amazing. I've done it a few times, Rugby World Cup, obviously playing for Queensland, and yeah, look, it's a spectacular ground to play at. You feel like the crowd's right on top of you, and yeah, look, it's just the surface is always great. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to tonight. To see these full houses that we're seeing in rugby league right now, it's just great for the game. And, yeah, it's really great to watch.
Yeah, it is an amazing venue. And that's coming from a New South Welshman. This is the best stadium in the world. Alan, you do a great job, mate. Well, we know you're busy. We appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us on Sports Day.
Thanks very much, guys. Great to talk to you.
There they go. Alan Graham, the CEO of Suncorp Stadium. We've got to go to a break. This is the Sports Day countdown to kickoff. Counting down to the Dolphins versus Broncos. We are 1 hour and 20 minutes away from the start of play. Back in a moment.
The Dolphins versus Broncos from Suncorp Stadium. This is Sports Day's countdown to kickoff with Matt Rogers and Jason Matthews for Kia on SEN. The Dolphins versus Broncos from Suncorp Stadium. This is Sports Day's countdown to kickoff with Matt Rogers and Jason Matthews for Kia on SEN.
Yeah, went a little early there. Sorry about that. Yes, it is the countdown to kickoff. We'll be heading over to Caxton Street shortly, just after 6 o'clock.
Wouldn't you like to be there right now and amongst it all, the energy, the fun, the frivolity, the beers? You know what I'm interested? You know what I'm excited about to see tonight?
What?
The colour of the stands. Are there going to be more Broncos fans there or more Redcliffe fans there?
That's a good question, that one. That is a really good question. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, it's a sellout.
It all depends on how many Dolphins members there are.
I played in the first other rivalry, the original Southeast Queensland rivalry. Gold Coast and Brisbane in its original inception in 2007.
Yep.
There was 48,000 odd people there, and there were a lot more Broncos fans there than Titans fans.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, and I reckon that'll be the same tonight.
Yeah.
The Broncos have got a massive, massive supporter base, particularly members. You know what? I feel sorry for, even though I'm looking forward to this game tonight, I feel sorry for the Titans and the Cowboys. The other two Queensland teams are like, yeah, you guys go and play in Townsville on Saturday, I think it is.
Yeah, they'll get a good crowd.
They will.
You know, one thing about the Broncos is they've been around for a long time and they've got a lot of rusted-on fans that are just rock solid and, you know, as bad as they were going over those previous few years, they were still, you know, behind them, and they were still getting good numbers to the games and stuff. So, you know, good on them for that. And, you know, the Broncos have earned those fans through their performances over many years of success. But there's a new dog in town, isn't there? So it's going to be interesting to see how that shakes things up a little. Because as much as they've got a lot of rusted-on fans, they've got a lot of people in Brisbane that just don't. They just refuse to support the Broncos.
Oh, absolutely. I tell you what, though, it's a massive Friday night for sport in Brisbane. And we've got the Lions on tonight against the Demons. Great. Any day, I mean, that's a sellout, I believe.
They hate each other, those two teams.
Yeah, and that's a sellout.
Mm.
But the Broncos and Dolphins have dominated all of the space in the newspaper this week, front and back.
Got all the headlines. And you know, look, rightfully so. I mean, we are, as much as, you know, we love our local AFL teams, we're a rugby league state. And I think it's like, you know, when Melbourne were winning grand finals down in Melbourne, they certainly weren't getting the main space on the back page in Victoria. It was AFL teams that were getting that still.
They're up 16-6 at the moment, by the way, Melbourne over the West Tigers, getting close to halftime. Evening, fellas, to Woogs and Matty and all the other para bashers. Sit back and admire the run those mighty blue and golds are about to go on. P.S. Steve, you're thinking of me last night, Woogs. No, I wasn't.
Steve from Dubbo, is it?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I was thinking about you during that game, Steve.
He gets in your head, doesn't he?
But I thought you'd put a good show on, and I will say your team played the best football that has been played this year. Their completion rates, their execution, you know, they made a few errors late, you know, let Penrith back into the game, but, look, just a great game of footy. That's what I want to see. That, you know, that style of football. And we saw it last night, and Madison went well, you know, first game back.
Imagine if they had him for the other three.
Wasn't a superstar, but, you know, played very well.
Imagine if they had him for the other three.
You know who played well last night? Bryce Cartwright.
Yeah, I know.
He had a good game.
He scored a try.
Remember that year he had when I think they moved him into the number six jersey at Penrith. And I had him in my fantasy football team. He was just on fire.
He made the Blues.
So good. And then he came up here to the Gold Coast and... He's just never found his feet since, and maybe this could be the year.
Rats, you rival that Lydia Thorpe when it comes to yelling at clouds. That's from Rooster Mungrel. You were yelling at clouds. He also goes on to say, on a serious note, I just want to say well done to your pair on the way. You've both handled this trying week around Sats and his old man. Six to go, play on, kind regards. Yeah, it has been interesting.
Thanks, Rooster.
We've done nothing compared to what Sats has been going through.
No, it has been an emotional week though, hasn't it? Like it's been, and just because, you know, Sats is our mate and he's such a good guy. Mm. And he just, and he's just humble and, you know, he's overwhelmed by the support that he's received. You know, he's overwhelmed by what Souths are doing. And it's beautiful because... You know, if you walked around expecting it, it wouldn't be as nice.
No.
And he doesn't. So, and none of the Sattler family have expected it, but that's why it's going to be so special this weekend.
We talked about it earlier in the week that I wasn't a massive fan of the Battle of Brisbane, and our listeners are still sending through suggestions. Oh. Adam, Banana Bender's face-off. I don't know about that.
Am I missing? I'm not on the
No, no, bottom. I've got them here. I've kept some of them.
Oh, right.
So just go with it. And the other one is, I don't know about this one. The Broncos Dolphins playing for the two-headed six-fingered sister. I can't say.
Oh,
no, that's not, I know. That's not. I know. That's, mate,
that's
not,
what
no.
Greg Bird says all the time to me.
Right. No, you can't say that.
Yeah. No, you can't.
Mike's on the text too. Save your tears for the Cowboys. It's a long season and they are the existing top dogs of the Queensland teams. It's all good, says Mike. Yeah, fair enough. 0457 736 736. Keep your texts coming through, particularly if you're heading to Suncorp tonight for the big clash. Or 1300 01 1170 is our number. It's a special edition of Sports Day tonight. It's a Friday night version. You look. Is this another?
He's playing well. The young half that they got at Melbourne. He's doing very well.
16-6, 2 minutes 23 until halftime in the early game. The Storm up over the West Tigers at the moment. But the West Tigers don't look that bad.
No, they don't. Bateman just set up a try. They're actually playing a lot flatter, getting off the back of Coruscant, getting out of dummy half. So they look a lot better. That was a big missing part of their game last week. Appy would go and they'd be all standing back watching him go. They're playing a lot flatter. They look a lot better, but they are playing Melbourne in Melbourne, so it's going to be a tough ask for them.
Before we go to the break, Terry Reader, the CEO, and I like this, and this kind of go hand in hand with how Wayne's been this week, just being really relaxed. This is Wayne.
Did we get sandwiches today?
Wanting sandwiches at a press conference. Yeah. Terry Reid is saying, we've got nothing to lose.
We've got nothing to lose tonight. Everyone's already written us off. We're used to that. We always said we've got a competitive team and a team that we want our fans to be proud of. And I think 52,000 in that stadium tonight shows that, not to mention over 30,000 we had here for our opening game against the Roosters. And, you know, there's got to be a winner and there's got to be a loser. But we got nothing to lose tonight. And we always said we might surprise a few and who knows what happens tonight.
There you go. Can I ask all media managers of rugby league clubs, could you not set up a microphone around birds? There are always rogue birds when you're getting special comments from coaches and CEOs and players.
Just go.
Can we move
it.
Away from
just
the tree?
Go with it. It's like serenity. It's beautiful. Nature.
Right, yeah, let's get to a break. This is Sports Day special countdown to the Dolphins versus the Broncos. It's the battle of Brisbane. Kickoff in just over an hour's time, 1 hour and 10 minutes to be precise. When we come back, Chris Nelson's going to have a chat to us. There's some racing tonight on the Sunshine Coast.
Yes, and there
one,
is.
And one M. Rogers has got a horse in the eighth. We'll get to that next on Sports Day.
The Dolphins versus Broncos from Suncorp Stadium. This is Sports Day's countdown to kickoff with Matt Rogers and Jason Matthews for Kia on SEN. The Dolphins versus Broncos from Suncorp Stadium. This is Sports Day's countdown to kickoff with Matt Rogers and Jason Matthews for Kia on SEN. Time for a racing update for Racing Queensland. Queensland is your place to race this year.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, the reason we're getting Nelson on, because we don't normally do a sports day on a Friday, do we, Matty? It's about an hour to kick off too, by the way, and the Dolphins-Broncos, the battle of Brisbane. But the reason we're getting him on tonight is because your horse is racing on the sunny coast.
Yeah, exactly, and I wanted to get the inside word from a man in the know.
Right. Well, why did we get Chris on?
I was about to say that.
He knows his stuff. And when you own a horse, people give you, you know, they tell you, you know, I want someone on the outside of the inner circle.
Yeah.
I want an outsider's perspective.
Or yeah. you can just ask me.
Yeah.
You don't just want a yes man.
No, that's exactly right. who I keep paying every week to train it.
Rightio. So, Matty's horse, what's the name of it?
It's called Have Another Go.
It's race 8, number 2 tonight on the sunny coast. Any chance, Nelson?
Well, I don't know if this is good or bad for Matty, but I have tipped that horse on top to win for the simple reason that it's only had 5 starts. It looks as though it's improving. It's got good upside, and the rest of them, well, they're not much chop. So he gets his chance to win. So
I
don't mean that in a bad way, but if he's any good, he'll be beating those.
Hey, mate, well, you only got to beat the horses you're against, right? Doesn't matter what race you're in. It's just you got to beat those horses. Doesn't matter who you're playing. You can only beat who's in front of you. So
the great philosophers.
I love all that.
That's what we're all about.
Mate, listen, big night of racing tonight on the sunny coast. We thought we'd just break up the footy talk for a moment. Mate, anything else you like on the sunny coast?
I do. Look, I do like a few, but they're smallish fields, so there's not a lot of value. But if you work around these three and maybe put them into some multis, race 2, number 2, and that is, the name's just escaped me because I didn't write that one down. It's called Loose Unit. It's a good tip for SEN. Most of the people that work there are loose units. So race 2, number 2. Race 3, number 1, Azure Pride. Looks a lovely race for him. He'll go forward, he'll lead, and he drops heavily in grade. They both do, those first two horses, 2, 2 and 3, 1. And race 6, number 1, Immoral, Jimmy Orman for Tony Gollan. I love the recent trial. He's got better form. He's joined an inside gate. He'll get a lovely run. So I think they'll all go very close to winning, guys.
Eagle Farm tomorrow, mate. You've got some tips there for us as well.
Yeah, this is a bit tougher. We'll go with race 1, number 1, Felix the Scat. Big plans for him. Should he win, they're thinking about taking him to Sydney for a Group 1. So if that's the case, he'd want to be winning this race at Eagle Farm tomorrow. Race 1, number 1. Race 7, number 8, Legal Esprit. I think maps really well. If they're positive from that gate, he could end up right behind the leading pair and in the perfect spot. So race 7, number 8 each way. And race 8, number 2, Fast Coney, who got too far back last start, gave away too much start, but still ran on for a good third. Previous two runs had both been wins. better gate this time. Jimmy Orman will have him closer and ready to strike in the straight, and you can back him each way as well.
Nelson, I am a sucker for a number two horse. Now, there's a couple of reasons. One, I wore number two when I played for the Sharks and 22 when I played for the Wallabies when I started there. But I read something a while ago that said that the number two horse wins more races than any other horse. Is this true, or am I dreaming?
Oh, gee, I don't know. That's an Ian Healy question, that
right,
one.
Okay. So you can't help me. I'll just
keep... No, but I'll try and do some research for you, Matty.
Let me win this out. So you're backing horses just purely on the number?
No, I definitely read it somewhere that the number two horse wins a lot of races. And
well, you could be right.
Funnily enough, I you know, every time I look up at a screen, and I look at them a lot when the horses are racing because I've generally got it on, the number two pops up.
Well, if you think about it, when it comes to handicap, the best horse is generally number one and the second best horse is generally number two.
There you go.
So I wouldn't knock that argument. So it's a fair point.
Gamble responsibly, everybody. Are any Queensland horses featuring down south this weekend that we should keep an eye on?
We've got, we own a smart one going around at Rose Hill. Big day tomorrow, the Tankred Stakes and the Vinery Stakes. Yeah, that race is, I think, $7 the field. So you could back him each way. We own a smart one. And a horse that has been racing here, last run was in Sydney, called the Bopper. He goes around at Flemington, race four. Number two, Matty.
Oh,
I think he'll run really well.
The Bopper. I do like that horse. I might have actually backed it before.
Well, you can load up tomorrow responsibly, Jase.
Beautiful.
All right. Listen, mate, you sound like you're in a wind tunnel. I don't know what you're up to. But listen, good luck this weekend, everybody. And a big weekend of racing around Queensland as well. Nelso, hit them well on the course, mate.
I will. And guys, before I go the Fins.
You?
Fins up.
Oh, you're on the Fins bandwagon.
I like it.
Yeah, well, they're the Sunshine Coast Dolphins.
Nice. Oh, no, they're from No Fixed Address, mate.
No Fixed Address. Moreton Bay.
Close enough.
Yeah.
I could imagine, you see, you don't know this, Nelso lives on a cliff at Coolum Beach.
Just overlooking the ocean.
He does, overlooking
it's
the ocean.
Just like one of those $15 million mansions.
If only.
He gets the weather long before us there as well, yeah.
Staff and everything, I heard.
Yeah, no, that's what he does.
If that was the case, Jase, so I wouldn't have to work.
Well, he wouldn't be talking to us.
That's what he was going to say. That's what he was going to say. Thanks, Nelso.
Good on you, guys. Have a great night.
Yeah, there you go. There you go, Chris Nelson, with some tips tonight for the Sunny Coast. Both captains have spoken to Fox. We'll get those interviews for you real soon. There is meant to be some breaking news around the Dolphins. We'll find out what that is as we count down to kickoff. Of course, a big game tonight at Suncorp, as you know. I don't know what that would be. I don't know. Is it a decision about Katoa,
yeah. That was the talk, whether he was going to play or not. I mean, he's only a young fella. He's played three pretty big games, you know, back-to-back. And, look, it could be sort of taking its toll on him. I'm not sure.
Well, we'll find out shortly. The teams are announced about now. So as soon as we get those teams through, we'll break them to you. We're also going to go into Caxton Street. Jack's there for us tonight. Not little Jack who used to work for us. This is Big Jack who filled in for a couple of nights. So he'll be there for us. In the other game, are you right, mate?
Yeah.
In the other game, 22-6, halftime score, Melbourne Storm.
Yeah, Munster went over for a late try there with a minute to go in the half, and that might be the straw that breaks the Tigers' back. We'll see how the Tigers come out and rally in the second half.
Yeah, I'm just looking now to see if the team lists have come
five
through.
Five more minutes, I think.
Is it?
Yeah.
Right,
an hour before kick-off.
I can't wait.
No, we have to, because it's not there yet.
This is Sports Day, our special countdown to kickoff, of course. The Dolphins taking on the Broncos. Suncorp Stadium around about 8 o'clock tonight, maybe about 5-2. And don't forget, too, if you're looking for some family fun, head to Macca's at Milton. Lots of stuff going on there as well. Some Broncos dancers, buck. And grab yourself a feed before you head into the stadium as well, if that's what you wanted to. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment as we head down Caxton Street. Wish us luck.
The Dolphins versus Broncos from Suncorp Stadium. This is Sports Day's countdown to kickoff with Matt Rogers and Jason Matthews for Kia on SEN. It's been dubbed the Battle of Brisbane. The Dolphins.
Oh, flat ball. Play on to call. Kafusi went sliding.
through.
Versus Broncos from Suncorp Stadium.
A little chip kick from Adam Reynolds. He's done it all himself, and he's got the Broncos back in the game.
This is Sports Day's Countdown to Kickoff with Matt Rogers and Jason Matthews for Kia on SEN.
Oh, it's exciting. Not since 2007 when 46,500 people turned up at Suncorp for the last great rivalry of the southeast of southeast Queensland, which was the Titans versus the Broncos. Tonight we're going to have 52,000 baying for blood. Will it be the Dolphins or the Broncos getting up tonight in the first battle for Brisbane? It's battle for Brisbane.
I just hope it's not a fizzer.
Oh, God, doom and gloom.
Well, you know, I mean...
That sugar started to kick in?
Yeah, I think I need more. I've got to just keep myself up now. I just hope that it's a good game of footy, similar to what we got last night. The game last night was the best game I've seen this year.
Patton Hills' producer, Jack, is in on Caxton Street. We'll catch up with him real soon. But the captains spoke to Fox Sports a short time ago. It's here from Jesse Bromwich, the Dolphins skipper.
Jesse, you've played in a lot of big games throughout your career on game 299, but have you seen anything like this in the build-up to this game?
Yeah, I don't think so. Obviously, living up here in Queensland, they love rugby league, and you know, two Brisbane teams going at it, it's been huge. It's been a really big build-up for this game, for a competition game. It's been a huge build-up, so I'm really excited. I'm really looking forward to it. It should be a good match.
Wayne Bennett loves the occasion, loves these type of games. What's his main message been, particularly to the younger players who tonight will run out against 52,000 fans?
Yeah, I suppose, it's a really big build-up, and, with that comes a lot of excitement. And his message to us is just, take it as a normal game, prepare as you normally would, just really stick to your processes. So try not to listen to too much outside noise. Everyone's got family and everyone chasing them up for tickets, and just not buying into that too much.
Some big news has just dropped. Anthony Milford comes into the side. What can we expect from him, and where is he going to play tonight?
Yeah, so obviously Milf's had a start up in the Q Cup this year, but he's been training really well. I haven't seen him play, but training really well, applying himself really well, and he's really going to go out there and give it a good crack, I think. He's playing in the starting team, so I'm really excited to see what he brings tonight.
That means Isaiah Katoa-Ratt out with an elbow issue. Milford, as you heard then from Jesse Bromwich, the skipper of the Dolphins, comes into the side. That is breaking news. And Mason Teague into the starting side at hooker with Cody Nikorima back to the bench. So a bit of experience heading back to the bench there in the hooking position.
Yeah, I think the Isaiah Katoa thing, if it was a grand final this week and you needed him, he'd probably play. Not that I know about the injury or anything like that, but I think they're just, protecting this young man. He's a great young talent. They don't want to overexpose him, and it's a big moment. They bring in some experience with Milford. He's been playing well in Q Cup. And look, by all reports, as Jesse said, he's been training the house down. So, look, it's going to be up to him to, lead from the front. I mean, he certainly can play football. There's no question about it. We just haven't seen those flashes of brilliance that we saw so often when he was wearing a Broncos jersey. Be interesting to see how he goes when he lines up against them. Might be another Jackson Polo story.
Yeah, perhaps.
He might think, right, I'll show you.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Well, he doesn't need much more inspiration, does he? I mean, even Wayne has said that this week. If you're not up for this game, these players are up. I don't have to worry about getting them up for it and getting them ready. Yeah, they will be ready.
Yeah, motivation is something that should not be lacking. And I think about young Isaiah Katoa not playing and how he's just been so. I've been so impressed with his poise and his composure under pressure. Laying on tries in critical times of the game and just having a vision that is sort of belies his years. He'll be so disappointed to be missing this game. But, Wayne Bennett, the old Wiley Fox, he knows, mate, this kid's going to be playing in this game for the next, 15 years if they have their way. They're not going to let a kid of this calibre go. So it's like, cool your jets, get your elbow right. We don't want to be carrying this for the whole season. We'll put Milf in there. And, like I said, we haven't seen Milf's best football over the last period of time, but, it might happen tonight.
Short time ago, Broncos skipper, it still hurts me saying this, Adam Reynolds spoke to Fox Sports as well.
Adam Reynolds, you know all about crosstown rivalries from your time at South v the Roosters, but the build-up to this one, how have you seen it? I haven't seen anything like this here in Brisbane.
Yeah, it's been a little bit different. Obviously, new team brings new challenges, new rivalries, obviously, and it's been a great week from us. We've prepared really well and looking forward to getting out in front of a packed Suncorp.
The coach, Kevy Wilder, struggles to hide his emotions. How's he been this week?
No, he's been good. He's brought it all back to ourselves. You know, we don't need to go out and do anything different than what we've done in the past three games. We've obviously started the year pretty well. We want to continue that tonight.
Your combination with Reece Walsh, who's been injected into the side, he brings such a potency to your attack. What is it about what he brings that is so good for the Broncos?
I think just his energy. You know, he's always sniffing around the ball, looking for opportunities, and you know, he's a threat out the back of shape, which brings our edges alive as well. And obviously another great challenge for him tonight.
The Dolphins have taken a lot of people by surprise and need to be respected tonight. 3 from 3 from them. What makes them such a force?
I just do the simple things right. Any team coached by Wayne Bennett, as you know, it's the simple things that win the games, and they're doing that right at the moment. So we need to make sure we do the simple things right as well. Completions, kick to corners, make it tough for them, and obviously not give them too many opportunities.
There you go. Adam Reynolds on Fox. Thanks to Fox for those two grabs in their pre-game show. Very cool, calm and collected, Adam Reynolds. It's not his first rodeo. And I tell you what, I reckon...
Rodeo?
Or rodeo? Do you say rodeo?
I don't know. I never say that word.
Mate, listen, can you stop eating those sour, whatever you call them?
Shell patch kids, they're delicious. They're my sons, and when he comes home, he's going to know that I've eaten them all.
I reckon in those clutch moments tonight, and this is what the difference is this year with the Broncos, and if he can stay fully fit all year, it's Adam Reynolds.
He'll be the difference.
He knows how to ice a game. He knows how to run. He knows how to control the tempo. Mm. Of the game with kicking and talking to his men. He's a very, very good leader on the field, Matty.
He is. And, you know, he said some things in that interview there that you just think, like I remember playing Brisbane Bronco, Wayne Bennett coach teams, and you just knew what they were going to do. They were going to come out of their own end. They weren't going to make mistakes. They were going to kick to the corners. They were going to tackle their butt off, wait for you to make a mistake, and they'd pounce on it with their attack, with their Adam Reynolds, with their, you know, Steve Renoffs and... you know, the like that played from Ben Alfie and, you know, these guys and Wendell back in the day. And it's rugby league is such a simple game. And you know, with Adam just saying that, I think the Broncos will win. But it just makes me think, if they get that right and, you know, you've got some freakish talent, that back line like the Hammer, who can just pull something out of nothing. And Milf on his day can do that. It's like if they just... tuck the ball under their wing, go in numbers out of their own end, kick into the corners, do not give the Broncos a sniff, because if they get it, they've got enough strike weapons to score points. If you want to stay in this game, you've got to hold the ball, you've got to kick to the corners, you've got to get in an arm wrestle and just take your opportunity when you get it.
Breaking news, Isaiah Katoa out, and we thought that may have been the case this week. Anthony Milford comes into the starting lineup. Mason Teague into the starting side at hooker. And Cody Nikorima back to the bench. That's the latest. Broncos, by the way, 1-17. There's been 1-18, I should say. There's no changes for the Broncos. I've always wanted to say this. They are as per program.
They are
as, even though there isn't a program anymore. There is no big league.
They are APP.
Are they? As per program. Mm. Listen, let's find out if this bloke's APP. He's down in Caxton Street where it's going off at the moment. Jack, can you hear us? How's Caxton Street?
Hello. No, I've left Caxton Street. It was too busy. I've decided to come into the stadium. And I'll tell you what, boys, it's a real carnival atmosphere in the air tonight.
Jack.
There's a lot of good energy around the place.
Jack, I've got to ask you, I'm curious to know, are we seeing more Broncos jerseys or more Dolphins jerseys? What's the vibe? What are the numbers?
Matty, I'm going to say it's a 60-40 split in favour of the Broncos. A lot of fans on Caxton Street. The Caxton was completely full and pretty much with Broncos people. The LA up the street, which is the Dolphins pub, was probably about half full. So, yeah, probably a lot more Broncos fans on Caxton Street.
Well, Caxton Hotel is the haunt for the Broncos fans. So that's probably why you're seeing more. But They've got a lot more members as well. Mate, what's the vibe like? Have you spoken to any Dolphins supporters? Are they confident tonight in Wayne and his men?
They are very overconfident for a team that's missing a few big guns. They don't really seem to care. They all they know in their short time at the football club is wins, isn't it? So, they're very confident, the Dolphins fans.
Jack, you're up there. You're in the middle of it. Who are you supporting tonight? Who have you got your money on tonight? Who's going to get home tonight?
Jack wouldn't put money on anything, by the way. He's tight ass, but
I'm supporting the Broncos, and I don't gamble or drink, Matty.
Right. So. Oh, it's a good thing you left Caxton Street.
Yeah, that's right.
You might have consumed it through osmosis, being around it so much. Mate, what's
I'm sorry. There's just some guy in a Broncos shirt that's just giving me a bit of grief at the moment.
In a Broncos shirt? Aren't you in a Broncos shirt?
Yeah, I am.
And he's giving you grief.
No, he just wants to try and steal me. He just wants to try and steal me phone. That's all right.
Yeah, nice.
Hello, sir. All right, get out of here.
Has the news got up there around the fans that Katoa is out and Milford's in?
Did overhear a few people talking about it with Katoa being out. It's obviously going to be a big blow for the Dolphins. A few Dolphins fans a little bit upset, but I don't think it's going to dampen the atmosphere pre-game. Everyone is just bloody excited to be here.
All right, Jack. Now, listen, if you get a chance, mate, give us a call from inside the stadium, but please.
He is inside the stadium.
I think he's outside. Are you in or out at the moment? Oh, you're inside.
No, I'm in.
Oh, well, don't call us then.
I'm on the concourse now.
Oh, beauty. But listen, please tell me Shepherd aren't the pre-game entertainment tonight, because we seem to roll them out to everything.
Actually, let me just ask. No, they're not.
Oh,
they're,
thank goodness.
No, it's a laser show. I'm with people that know.
Love a laser.
Well, it's a laser show.
More exciting. All right, Jack, enjoy the footy tonight. It's a pity you left Caxton Street too early. But, mate, listen, enjoy the game tonight. The stadium, no doubt, filling up very quickly. 52,000, a sellout. Enjoy the game tonight.
Thanks, Jace. Thanks, Matty.
See you, mate.
There you go, Jack. There's Jay. He's the boss, basically, of Pat Neils of the morning.
Can I ask you this? Like, this game has been built up so much, right? Dolphins are 3-0. Does it get built up if the Dolphins are 1-2? Or does it get built up if the Dolphins are 0-3?
Is this
a one-off moment because everyone's excited because they're both winning?
Well, they're both undefeated.
Yeah, yeah.
They're the only teams in the comp.
But I just wonder, is this rivalry? I mean, when Cronulla plays St George, you can throw the form book out the window.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, St George could be coming last, Cronulla could be coming second, and it just doesn't matter.
Yeah, but that's been around for a long time.
A long time. That's what I'm saying, right?
It's got history.
This is obviously new, and it's two undefeated teams. If we get to, halfway through next year in round 14 and the Dolphins are 2-12 and the Broncos are flying, does anybody give a rip about this game?
Yeah, I think the fans of both those teams will. Mm. I think the fact where they're sitting right now has made it more passionate.
And I think the fact that where they're sitting right now is not just made their fans interested in it.
Everyone
it's
else.
It's made everybody interested in it.
Yeah, well, you and I don't have any skin in this game.
None.
I don't care if the Broncos win or the Dolphins win. I mean, I'd like to see the Dolphins win.
I'd love to see the Dolphins win.
I mean, everyone loves an underdog, right? I'd love to see that. But
look at my tips over there. I've got them to get the wooden spoon, and I'm sitting there going, I'm cheering them on. Like, it's one of those feel-good stories, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a and look, they're up against it tonight. And we'll do a preview in just a moment, because there's a few things I want to get from you, like who do you think, the man of the match and all that will be. But they're absolutely up against it tonight. They've got so many injuries. They've got Kaufusi out from suspension. If they manage to pull this off tonight, right, in front of what we're hearing, a bigger Brisbane Broncos supporter base at Suncorp tonight instead of their own fans, this will be one of the greatest victories in the history of the NRL.
Or it'll certainly be
in the last 25 years.
It'll certainly be the greatest victory in their history.
Well, mate, they shouldn't be at this point already.
No, you're right.
It's a
good point, Jace. It's a very good point.
They had a year and a bit to get the team together.
Yep.
They shouldn't be 3-0.
No.
There's no way they should be.
No.
And they haven't played crap teams either.
No, they rolled Canberra. They rolled the Roosters. They beat a pretty lacklustre Knights last week. But yeah. Look, this is and you can keep saying this. Oh, this is their biggest test. But you know, they just in the last 3 weeks they've just rolled their sleeves up and gone about their work. And the most, you know, what I'm most excited about tonight. About this game, if the Dolphins win, what I'm most excited about is to see Wayne Bennett in the press conference after the game and just see his reaction.
I hope he doesn't. He did dance in the change rooms, and that's been talked about a lot this week when he was coaching South and we beat the Broncos. I don't want to see that again. Even as a South supporter, I didn't want to see it.
What'll be funny is like it's not. He downplays it. He downplays it. Right. He downplays it like he's. What do you expect? You know, like after the Roosters game.
Yeah.
And it sort of makes it even more exciting, sort of thing. I want to see how he handles it. He's certainly not going to go in there clapping and cheering and carrying on because it's just not Wayne. But I do like a bit of Wayne Bennett in the press conferences.
Got some AFL breaking news for you coming out now. Melbourne defender Stephen May is out of the Lions clash at the Gabba with the calf injury that kept him sidelined last week. Now, we will have full coverage, live coverage of the Lions versus the Demons straight after we finish on Sports Day tonight. So stand by for that. That's a big out for Melbourne. Stephen May is out. What's happened?
Abbey Coruscant out of dummy half, little grubber through, scores just before, like literally gets the ball in inches within the dead ball line. What a great try by Appy. He's trying his guts out. He's got his team back into this. It's 22-10 with 25 and a half minutes to go. The kick to come from right in front.
There you go. That's the latest score in the early game. And we've got all the news coming out of the NRL tonight and also coming out of the... I'm trying to talk and do a radio show.
Put your mic in front of the TV so you can watch it.
The guys, you can't see what's happening in the studio, but Matty keeps pointing to the screens. We've only got about 12 in the studio, but I'm back to one and back to another, and I'm trying to hold the fort together.
Oh, sorry, mate.
So the breaking news,
I'm just saying, like, I've got the best seat in the house. I can see every TV and still talking to my mic.
And you don't have to do any work. 0457 736 736. Before we do a preview, who wins tonight? I'd love to get your thoughts on this battle for Brisbane. Who wins the game tonight? 0457 736 736. The big news, Isaiah Katoa out with an elbow issue. He's been replaced in the starting team by Anthony Milford. Mason Teague into the starting side at hooker for the Dolphins. Cody Nikorima goes back to the bench. That's the new, and the Broncos are as per program. And in AFL news, Melbourne defender Stephen May is out of the Lions clash at the Gabba with a calf injury that kept him sidelined last week as well. It's a massive night of sport in Brisbane tonight. There's 80 to 90,000 fans watching live sport in Brisbane tonight. How good is it? And how good's that Uber surcharge going to be later on tonight? We're going to get to a break. This is the countdown to kick off a Sports Day special. It's the Dolphins and the Broncos live in around about 35 minutes. We'll be back in a moment.
The Dolphins versus Broncos from Suncorp Stadium. This is Sports Day's countdown to kickoff with Matt Rogers and Jason Matthews for Kia on SEN. The Dolphins versus Broncos from Suncorp Stadium. This is Sports Day's countdown to kickoff with Matt Rogers and Jason Matthews for Kia on SEN.
Did we say it before, Matty, as we count down to kick off, that the Tigers have hit back? 22-12 is the score at the moment with 20 minutes to go. They look all right, don't they?
They're going all right. They're running. Oh, and then they've just got a penalty out of their own end. Appy Coruscant is playing great. Bateman's playing great. They look good. They look, and Craig Bellamy looks very angry.
But he looks angry when they're 20 up.
He was just throwing pens around the box, and he's furious. Mate, if the Tigers score another try here and they put it on these blokes, it's going to be interesting.
This is Sports Day's countdown to kick off the Dolphins and the Broncos. Kick off, are you ready for this? In 33 minutes' time. I have all the action in about 33 minutes' time. Award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento bring you Sports Day as well. We just spoke to Jack, who's just got himself into the stadium at Suncorp. He is saying that it looks like a 60-40 split. 60% Broncos supporters versus 40% Dolphins supporter. Let's talk about the matchups tonight. Matty, with so many injuries and so many players out for the Dolphins, what key matchups are you looking forward to?
Look, the front row, Kenny and Kenny Bromwich, you know, Jared Wallace off the bench, Mark Nichols off the bench. They've got a huge role tonight to match up with Flegler and Payne Haas and Corey Jensen coming off the bench. It's going to be one in the middle. I can imagine this game being fairly close for quite a bit of time. And I think the class of Brisbane will probably show in the end. T going into hooker, I think that's a strategic move, and putting Nikarima back to the bench because it's going to be physical in the middle right from the start. And Nikarima is a good ball runner. He's not a huge guy. Defensively, he's not known as, a defensive, giant. I can certainly tackle. He doesn't shirk the work, but, he'll probably get bent back a little bit being in the middle. So I'm sure that's why he's been put on the bench. So I'll start with Teague. But, yeah, you look at the back line of the Broncos, you know, Reece Walsh, Jesse Arthurs, who's been playing some great football, Katoni Staggs, Herbie Farnworth. Probably Farnworth, arguably the best centre in the game, has been the best centre in the game this year.
And the World Cup last year, he was outstanding. Footy, yeah.
You know, Cobbo and then, you know, Aaron Reynolds steering him around the park. Look, it's not that they can't score tries, the Dolphins. We've seen them score tries, but it's going to be in the middle where the game's won and lost. And I think, the strength of that forward pack, they just look like they're going to be a little bit too strong for them.
They are the highest scoring team in the NRL after three rounds, the Dolphins, averaging, I think it's 30 points per game. So you're right, they can score points. I think that the forwards matchup is unbelievable. You know, that forward pack for the Broncos, as you quite rightly said, is amazing. I still think they're lacking a world-class number nine, but, geez, they've got some big boppers, and they've got a great bench as well.
Yeah.
Flegler starting tonight.
Yeah, I think...
See how he goes there.
I think Pay? How do I say it?
Pakes.
I was really impressed with him last week. I thought he did really well, and I've been impressed...
But he's not world-class.
No, but I've been impressed with Billy Walters, but they're young. You know, they can develop into world-class players. You don't start world-class. You get the opportunity to grow into a world-class player. And when you're surrounded by players like Adam Reynolds, like Payne Haas, who are world-class, who are potentially, in the upper, well, not potentially, they are in the upper echelon of players in their position, you get to spend time around those guys and you see what they do day in, day out to make them the players that they are. That's how you become a world-class player.
Which of those two players would you prefer starting in the nine jersey? Walters or Pakes? Or is it much the match?
Yeah, I think it's much of a much. I think Pakes, when he's come on in recent times, he's actually made a difference. He's up the ante. And that's what you want from your interchange bench, to go on and lift the intensity of the game and make a difference. If your interchange comes on and they just come on and everything looks the same, you're not doing your job. You're coming on fresh. You know, you're trying to lift your team, and he's done that in the last couple of games. So, yeah, look, it's going to be a great game of footy. I think it will be the Broncos getting away with this one. I think it might be similar to what we saw last week, where St George were really in the game with the Broncos, and
yep.
they were very disciplined last night. Last week, they stuck to their game, and then right at the end, everything just opened up for them.
Yeah, their back ends of their games this year are much better. Remember last year?
A little bit different.
they fall away in the last 20 minutes every single game.
Yeah.
And I felt last year too with the Bronx, and the difference this year was it was always up to Payne Haas. What's happened? You're pointing to the TV again.
Yeah,
I'm on a roll here.
They have always led to Payne Haas, but I just want to tell you, I just saw something that is almost like a miracle on a football field. Melbourne just won a scrum against the feed.
What?
Yeah.
What, Oprah?
What?
Yes. Melbourne just won a – mate, West Tigers attacking, 30 metres out, scrum, they lose it against the feed. That is unbelievable.
It gets fed look. Behind the second row's feet.
Yeah, and he's still got it.
That's incredible.
He hooked the ball.
Come on, that's ridiculous.
I didn't think you were allowed to do that. I didn't think that you were allowed to strike for the ball. Anyway.
Let's look at the other side of the coin, right? Yeah. Let's just have a look at the other side of the coin. Stay with me for 2 seconds. Put those sugar things down. Why could the
How could the Dolphins win?
Yeah, and why?
Well, they've got to frustrate the Broncos out of their own game. They've got to beat them at their own game. They've got to hold the ball. They've got to put it into the corners and not give them the opportunity and force their hand, force them to play football in areas they don't want to play football. If they can't do that, then the Broncos will get the opportunity to roll down the field, get into attacking position, put their shapes on, use their big men on the edges, and we'll see things like we saw last week. You just can't give these guys any space. We've seen how devastating Reece Walsh can be out the back. His speed, his vision, you know, he can pass, he can run, he can kick, he can do it all. So, look, the Dolphins have to play, I think, the perfect game. They have to, well, close to the perfect game. They have to hold the ball. They have to be completing upwards of 85, 90%. They have to keep the ball off Brisbane. Otherwise, Brisbane, with too much ball, they're too strong.
Yep.
There's just no, like, you look at that side and you just think, well, yep, they're going to steamroll these guys. There's a lot of spirit in that Dolphins dressing room, though, and that goes a long way. And they've got Wayne Bennett in there who'll be breathing belief into these guys. And, you know, they come out, they grow another leg and, you know, they go to a level that they've never been before. And, you know, who knows? You know, Teague or, you know, Limalumu or Gilbert, you know, they come out, they have the game of their life and turn this game on its head. It's not out of the question, but, you know, as a collective, the Brisbane Broncos certainly have all the class.
So you've got the Broncos winning score?
I think it might be 13 plus tonight for the Broncos.
Wow.
Mm.
Okay. And man of the match, the battle medal winner.
Yeah, I think this is going to be one in the middle. I think Payne Huss will get man of the match tonight. I think this is a big. There's a lot of talk between, you know, who, you know, the Battle of Brisbane, and the big boys are going to come out and they're going to show you who's boss. And that's where Payne has to go, all right, this is my turf and I'll show you who's running this town.
Yeah, he's been in terrific form. Mm. I tell you what, I'm looking forward to seeing Mark Nichols. He's played a lot of these fierce, you know, rivalry clashes. He's, you know, with the Souths and the Roosters. As a South supporter, I'm really missing him at the Bunnies. He does a lot of hard work and a lot of defending at the start of games.
Yeah, there are a few question marks over his signing when he went up there. And, you know, you get all these people on the outskirts, well, you know, on the periphery,
Twitter.
The Twitterverse, you know, oh, he sold. It's just a retirement village up there. No. I'll tell you what, Mark Nichols has played some of the best footy I've seen him play in the last few weeks.
South are missing him, mate.
His ball carrying, his defence.
His defence is outstanding.
You know what? And he's been in the big games.
Yeah.
And here he is. You know, he's here with the Dolphins in uncharted territory. You know, the Bromwich boys, the same. You know, it's a retirement village. They've gone up there. They've got a culture, or they've put a culture within that team that, you know, builds belief. You know, you look at the Melbourne Storm right now, you know, how they're going. They've lost three very senior players out of that team and had to replace them with, you know, junior, you know, young players, rookies, up-and-comers.
Mm.
And the Melbourne Storm are not the Melbourne Storm that we're used to seeing at the moment.
And you said that earlier about the Panthers too.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
You lose some key players in some key positions. And sometimes it's not even about them being on the field.
Mm.
It's about them being around everyone. And about helping them understand what it takes to be a professional, your preparation and being right, you know, mentally when you go on the field. And, yeah, look, the shifting of players this year, I thought would benefit. Well, I thought it'd certainly benefit the Tigers a lot better sooner than what we're seeing. But they're going all right. But it's what I've seen it do is leave a huge hole in the Panthers and Melbourne, the players that they've lost.
Even though you've talked up the Dolphins, you've got the Broncos winning 13-plus tonight. So what do you think? 0457 736 736. Wogging Rat, the Dolphins plus 12.5 at $1.90 is the best bet in the inaugural. I'm not saying that.
Mate, I've talked up the Dolphins.
That's get on, Rooster Mungle says gamble responsibly, of course.
I've talked up the Dolphins, yeah, but I'm... Like, I think they'll...
I'm not having a go.
I think they'll compete, but I think the Broncos will just... They'll finish too strong for them. They showed what they did... Well, what they did last week to St. George. I'm sort of envisaging a game like that. I hope I'm wrong, though, because I want it to be tight. I want it to be a dogfight. I want it to be... There'll be 2 points in it with, you know, 5 minutes to go.
Yeah.
I hope that's where we're at.
25 minutes till kickoff. It's the countdown to kick off the Dolphins versus the Broncos here on SCNQ, 6.93 a.m. in Brizzy and 16.20 on the Gold Coast and, of course, on the SEN app as well. And don't forget, too, I just want to give this another a mention, 5.25 tomorrow afternoon on SCNQ and 16.20 SEN on the Gold Coast. We've got a tribute to the late, great John Sattler. A well-put-together tribute, which will be played out before kickoff to the Rabbitohs and Manly tomorrow night at Accor Stadium. Features Bobby McCarthy's great mate and former teammate Scotty Sun is involved in the special. Craig Coleman, a heap of players. Jason Demetrio, put those sour patches away. You've had too much sugar. You're killing me. That's happening tomorrow night, 5.25, straight after the Host Plus Cup action between the Tweedhead Seagulls and the Premiers, the North Devils. That's tomorrow afternoon here on SCNQ and 1620 SEN on the Gold Coast. Break time. More of the countdown to kickoff shortly.
The Dolphins versus Broncos from Suncorp Stadium. This is Sports Day's countdown to kickoff with Matt Rogers and Jason Matthews for Kia on SEN. The Dolphins versus Broncos from Suncorp Stadium. This is Sports Day's countdown to kickoff with Matt Rogers and Jason Matthews for Kia on SEN.
Yeah, 23 minutes till kickoff. It is the Dolphins and the Broncos. Can't wait for that. Hey, listen, I want to get some predictions. Last minute predictions, last calls. 1300 01 1170. Give us a yell. Tell us who you think's going to win tonight. And if you are a Dolphins or a Broncos fan, best caller we get between now and knockoff, which is about the next 10, 15 minutes, we'll give you a double pass to your next game, whether you're a Dolphins or Broncos fan.
I like that.
All righty. 1300 01 1170. How do you see this game going tonight, Broncos and Dolphins fans? Give us a call. 1300 01 1170. Very quickly, the big news around today is about Joseph Suaalii. He's looks like there are reports he's going to sign a $1.6 million a year deal to go to rugby, which is not a surprise. He has said since he was 17 years of age that I want to play rugby. And this is why South moved on.
Yep.
His manager wanted the option where he could just break the contract and go and play rugby.
Well, you've got to invest time into young people to get them to the level that you want them at. And I guess South weren't prepared to put the time and effort in for him to walk away. The Roosters probably thought, well, we'll take a punt and see how we go. And whether they think it's going to come back to bite them on the butt, I'm unsure. But look, $1.6 million is a lot of money. He's going to make $700,000, I think, next year. $900,000 more for a 20-year-old kid. But look, I will say this, it's a loss to the game of rugby league, but the game won't suffer because of that loss. There'll be someone else that'll fill the void, like when Izzy left, like when Wendell left, myself and Lottie. There's always kids coming through. There's a lot of people that want to fill those spots.
Rat, if he does sign this deal, it's got to be for 3 years. They can't sign a player on that much coin and not have him play in the World Cup in Australia in 2027. So I hope it's not a 2 year deal, right?
Well, I'm sort of with you there, Jay. So I would like to see him play for Australia in the World Cup, obviously. But look, they're desperate, mate. They need a marquee signing.
But and I don't if, think they'll
if
just
he
get...
if he says I'll sign for 2 years and they agree to it, and I think it'll be a silly move by rugby, but they would hope. That he'd sign it if he signs a 2 year deal, he goes over there on a 2 year deal, and they hope that he just loves it that much that he wants to play in the World Cup, and it gets built up to that point where he re-signs.
The game will be all right. You're right, absolutely. You're right, but they're not. I don't think they're just going to stop at Suaalii.
No,
Eddie, your mate Eddie Beaver.
Leave it to Beaver.
But it sounds like he wants Cam Murray. Sounds like he wants Cam Murray. In 2002, they signed three of you blokes. I don't think it's gonna stop at one. If we lose a couple of other calibre players like the Cam Murrays, high calibre, like one of the greats in the game right now, then does it start to hurt the game?
No.
You don't think so?
No. No, rugby league's too big, too strong. It's so much bigger than any one player. It's so much bigger than any five players. I mean, you could take whoever you want out of the game and someone will fill that void. The next star will rise up. The Isaiah Katoas of the world. The next Joseph Suaalii will come in and they'll fill that void and we'll be talking about them like we talk about Joseph now, like we talk about Cam Murray now. But rugby need marquee players. They need players that draw eyeballs to their game, that promotes their game so they can sell more sponsorship, they can get better TV deals, and it encourages more kids to play the game. It's like, I want to be like him. Right now, they're probably not. They've got some great players that play for the Wallabies. I'm not sitting here and saying that they don't have that, but they don't have the star power. They don't have someone.
You said that last night.
They don't have someone who's marquee, who you turn the TV on to watch. They just don't have that player at the moment, and they need it. And they're going to pay overs to get it, but they have to.
Mm. I couldn't even tell you constantly who's in that team. Again, I can't remember last time I watched rugby.
Mm.
I don't, and I said, not even just say, I don't even know where to find it, mate. And yeah. I don't have Stan Sports. So I wish there was at least.
You've got Stan Sports.
Oh, I do now. Yes, but I still don't know how to use it. But the thing is, I'd love to see a Super Rugby game on free to air once a week, even if it's a Saturday night.
Mm.
How good would that be?
Well, you'd think, given the nature of the sports landscape, that they would do that. You know, I mean, there are plenty of. I mean, I would flick it on if it was on, but it's not on. So it's hard, you know, and I'm not going to go searching for it because it just doesn't get the juices flowing, you know, like what tonight's game's going to do.
Yeah.
They need to work on that. The promotion of it all needs to be sort of, I guess, you know, looked at. And, you know, Joseph is a fantastic player and he's going to get eyeballs tuned into the game, but that's not the answer.
Mm.
They need more than that.
That's what I was saying.
You know,
yeah.
they'll need more players and they'll need. Better promotion of their game and an easier access to it.
What are your thoughts on Suaalii heading to rugby? Possibly. They're the reports. 1.6 million a season. He is not. Is he 21 yet?
No, he's 19.
19 years of
age.
He's
20 this year, I think.
So he'll be 21 when he comes back to rugby league if he signs a 2-year deal. And he will come back to rugby league.
He'll be turning 22 when he comes back, I think. If he signs a 2-year deal and he decides to come back, but
I was on about $220 a week.
Yeah, look, the beauty of it is, Jace, is he can come back.
Yeah,
you know, like I came back, I found it very hard when I came back. I'll say that, and if you ask any of the guys that came back to rugby league after playing rugby union for an extended period, they'll tell you how hard it was.
Sonny Bill did it.
2007 was the hardest year of my life.
Yeah.
You know, coming back into rugby league after being out of it for 5 years.
Yeah, but that was
years.
Billy Johnson. Mate.
Well, no, not just that, but even with all that training with Billy Johnson, it was incredibly hard because the game had sped up. The game had changed and, you know, I had to really, it took me a while to find my feet. So, yeah, it's if he comes back, which I'm sure he will, given the opportunity, he'll do all right.
All right, we're going to go to a break. The countdown to kickoff, Suncorp Stadium, Dolphins. And Broncos, not too far away. Matty, 15 minutes till kickoff to the biggest game of rugby league in Brisbane to happen outside of State of Origin. We'll go to a break, come back, final words next here on SCN.
The Dolphins versus Broncos from Suncorp Stadium. This is Sports Day's countdown to kickoff with Matt Rogers and Jason Matthews for Kia on SEN. The Dolphins versus Broncos from Suncorp Stadium. This is Sports Day's countdown to kickoff with Matt Rogers and Jason Matthews for Kia on SEN.
11 and a half minutes to go until kickoff in what is going to be the greatest game of rugby league in Brisbane. The biggest, the most hyped game of rugby league in Brisbane, probably since you played with the Titans in 2007 against the Broncos in front of 42,500 at Suncorp, Rat.
Mm.
By the way, the early game tonight, 24-12. Mm. That was the final score. The Melbourne Storm get up over the West Tigers. Just the West Tigers showed glimpses, didn't they?
They did. I was impressed. They're moving in the right direction. I look, not many people would have given them hope down there. And look, they lost by 12 points. But I'll tell you what, there would have been a lot of people that had money on them at 13 plus and they lost their dough.
Rightio, final predictions for the weekend. You've got the Broncos beating the Dolphins tomorrow. Cowboys versus Titans, 4:30 Queensland time in Townsville.
I'm going the Titans.
Yeah, me too.
I think they looked good last week.
Rabbitohs in the John Sattler tribute match at a Accor Stadium tomorrow night versus the Seagulls.
I couldn't tip against the Rabbits tomorrow. I've got to go the Rabbitohs.
Yeah, good call. Sunday afternoon, 1 o'clock, Warriors at home against the Bulldogs. Jesus, a tough game, isn't it?
Yeah, that is a toss of the coin, but I'm going to go with the home team on that one. I'm going to go with the Warriors.
Here's another tough one. I'm with you on that one too. Knights versus Raiders.
Oh, that's not a tough one.
Raiders?
Raiders, yeah. Well, that's, see?
You don't have to laugh at me. Jeez, and the final game on Sunday night. The Dragons take on the Sharks. These two teams, as you know, form goes out the window. History goes out the window. These two teams don't like each other. But I have a feeling you're going to pick the Sharks.
I have to.
Even though your dad played more games, didn't he, for the Dragons?
No, he played for 12 years for the Sharks, only three for the Dragons.
Damn. All right, no worries.
He told me they were the worst 3 years of his life, too.
Fair dinkum.
Yeah.
That's not good. Rightio, let's get into this.
On Sports Day, it's time for The Last Laugh with Matt Rogers.
Do not go anywhere. I would sit down if I were you. We've got a special guest coming up.
The stage is yours, Matt Rogers.
So very topical. How do dolphins get their daily news and weather updates?
Oh, God, I don't know.
Via podcasts.
Dolphin liked it anyway. Good luck to the Bronx. Good luck to the Dolphins tonight. What's going to be a massive game of rugby league. I'll tell you what we've got next. We've got the Lions versus the Demons live from the Gabba. We're going to that straight away. With
come on, the Lions!
The Jared Waitley and Dwayne Russell calling that game for SEN. Have yourself a great weekend. Catch you Monday night, Maddie.